Most of us have been formed by externals. We've actually been formed. Our whole identity is formed through our performance, what we've done, how we've acted, how we've lived, how we've behaved, and we actually formulated our identity out of externals. I mean, we say, what's your name and what do you do? Because we define a person by what they do, by how they perform, by their past, by how people look at them and how people observe them, all those kind of things. And much of that is not actually even true about you. And when you live that way, then the performance of your past becomes the prophet of your future. And your potential is limited to your past experience. And so how do we get out of being externally defined? How do we get out of this place where we're defined by what others think or by how we've performed or by what our skill sets are? All those kind of things. Is there really a truer identity about me? Yes. The greatest truth in the universe about you is what heaven says about you. It's what the Lord says about you. And I want to share something with you. Because of the timeless nature of heaven and the timeless nature of the kingdom of God, it's already true about you. What heaven says about you is not a target to live towards. It is a center to live from. It's a center to live from. And we're going to talk about this in just a moment, but let's go back for just a moment to, you know, what are the two most important questions? Who do you say that I am, and who does he say that you are? Of course, that comes from Matthew chapter 15, verses 13 to 20, where he says, you know, who do people say that I am? And he said, oh, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus rejoices, Peter, you finally got one right, man. That's awesome. You know, and flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And then immediately says, and this is who you are. This is who you are. And he begins to describe how heaven sees this man, Peter. Peter, you are a rock. And upon this rock of revelation, I am going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. I mean, he begins to prophesy according to his name and begins to speak to the individuality of who he is as a son of God. And I believe that this is a part of prophecy that has been sorely neglected, is actually being able to pull upon how heaven sees us, how Jesus sees us, and live from that place. Chris Fallon said, when God does the stuff, he's not so much performing, he's just being who he is. Okay? And what we're saying here is most people live like...